Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Muffet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Muffet. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Landis reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoso for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet takes first base on ball four. Button moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Landis moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers is walked intentionally. Schirmlawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Sievers goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Muffet hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score bunts towards the mound. Muffet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasbai hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger is 0 for 2 in the game. Giger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freese moves to second. 2 outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Score hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Score reaches third base with a triple. Freese scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Score scores. Landis moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Fox moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Earl Wilson now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing first base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Freeze hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with score covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a line drive into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.